We will be victorious against the scientific dictatorship owned and run by the private offshore banks that have created a worldwide Ponzi scheme of fraud. They have bought off our countrymen. They have bought off tens of millions of people to serve their system. But if we are able to expose the larger blueprint of global enslavement, this new world order can be brought down and will be brought down. Thank you for joining us. We are live. It is April 27th, 2010 on this Tuesday edition. And we're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. William Geem is coming on. He's the head of Alipac. He came out, of course, last Friday in a speech, and he talked about the fact that reportedly Senator Lindsey Graham is a closeted homosexual, and that he's being blackmailed, or he's concerned that he's being blackmailed to support carbon taxes, open borders, amnesty, banker bailout takeovers, and much more. I mean, why would Graham be engaging in political suicide in his state when everything he's doing is unconstitutional and unpopular, if he's not being blackmailed? I don't know if this is true or not. I'm going to challenge Mr. Geem on it. But the issue is not about Mr. Graham's sexuality or what he does in his private time, the unmarried senator. The issue is that we know countless pedophile scandals, sex scandals, you name it, have been used in the Congress, in the House and Senate, to blackmail and to control politicians. And you really don't get into these upper reaches of power unless you are compromised. So that's coming up in 2 hours today on this live Tuesday edition. We are also going to get into anti-gun activity going on. Two Chicago state reps say bring in the National Guard. This is out of the Chicago Tribune, and expanding on that. Illinois to declare Disarm Lawful Citizens Week with a whole bunch of new bills they've introduced. Remember Governor Blagojevich, now disgraced, over a year ago, he came out, we played part of the press conference here, and called for troops to go door-to-door in the state of Illinois disarming people. And this is all being done under federal funding and federal auspices, so we'll be talking about that some today. Also, Ron Paul last Friday took to the House floor, will be playing part of that speech coming up, and said Iran's sanctions are an act of war under international law and under federal law. And Ron Paul goes over that, the congressman from Texas. But I thought I'd also go to the Christian Science Monitor and many other mainstream news reports. This isn't just Ron Paul saying this. By the rules of war, this is an illegal act of war. Sanctions on Iran's gasoline imports, that's war talk. So that's the Christian Science Monitor, not just Ron Paul. Here's Asia Times. U.S. warns to strike on Iran, nuclear strike on Iran. That's what they're saying. They're saying, we have a new policy. We're not going to have preemptive nuclear strike. That itself is a new policy. We never had a first strike policy until Bush changed it 4 years ago. With these so-called usable nukes, the supposed smaller nukes, which are even worse because they don't air flash at 1,000 feet. They go into bunkers, they go into the ground, and then combine with different metals and isotopes, creating some of the most deadly radioactive clouds known to man. But the point is they're getting ready and openly discussing, the Pentagon has discussed using nukes preemptively. And so Obama's saying with doublespeak, we have a new policy. We don't preemptively nuke countries unless you're Iran. And so they're getting ready for that crime. And the American people, all the banks are robbing them blind. Some will go to the liquor store and order pizza and go sit in front of the TV feeling manly as mushroom clouds detonate all across Persia. Of course, the elite think of you as scum just as they think of the Iranians as scum.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, the 27th day of April 2010. We've had MSNBC down here. We've had CNN. And we had PBS last week. Today and tomorrow, we have Nightline and ABC World News tonight here. I tell you, I'm just waiting with bated breath to see how they spin this or how they present the information we cover here on the syndicated radio broadcast. But we want to welcome the nice folks, certainly nice personnel, from Nightline and ABC News here with us today. I'm told it's for both reports. And we're going to be opening the phones up coming up later in this hour. They're not open yet, but when we do open the phones, it's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Okay, we're going to talk about what's happened in Arizona and how that's being spun and how the mainstream media and the Obama administration are trying to invoke the race card yet again. I want to talk about the true nature of what's really happening. The country is trying to survive. The country is starting to wake up that NAFTA and GATT and open borders have destroyed our standard of living, and that's the globalist stated plan, to lower the standard of living of the West, not to raise the standard of living of the third and developing world. Mexico has been in full collapse in the last 5 years. Now it's in open collapse. And the federal government's preparing as millions more refugees try to pour across to bring them in and to put them on welfare and then give them voting rights to be used as a political weapon to pass more taxes and disarm the American people. Now, if we didn't have all this welfare that was bankrupting the nation, if we weren't putting so many of these illegals on welfare. If they were brought to this country and educated about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and if they would go to the ballot box and vote for the Second Amendment, national sovereignty, I probably wouldn't be so concerned. But instead, the big government system controlled by the offshore central banks is forging the giant illegal immigrant population into a political army to help bring this nation into the New World Order. And that's the stated plan. We're going to go over some of that today. Also, we have the big banks getting in more and more trouble. And we have Goldman Sachs and others testifying before Congress today saying that they basically didn't do anything wrong. We're going to be going over that. And then I'm going to continue with the overall agenda for the planetary government, and that is population reduction, forced population control. Here's one out of Sky Television News out of England. China to sterilize 10,000 people forcibly in one town to curb births. And that dovetails with CNN on Earth Day last week. How green is your love life? And they recommend having a one-child policy in the United States to implement that. So just hardcore draconian police state being proposed here in the United States. Very authoritarian, very, very oppressive. And we're going to be talking about some of that information today. But I wanted to go ahead now before I get into the banking, before we get into what's happening in Arizona, and before our guest joins us coming up in about an hour and 45 minutes, dealing with Lindsey Graham, the senator. Is he being blackmailed? Before we do that, let's go ahead and get into the war front here. The federal government and the willing, accomplice, mainstream dinosaur media knowingly went along with the lie that Saddam Hussein had gotten yellow cake uranium from Niger, Africa, and that they could launch ICBMs that could hit England within 45 minutes carrying chemical and biological weapons. And of course, it came out on the White House memo and the Downing Street memo. There were federal investigations and British investigations over who released these. They don't deny these are real documents. That the government premeditatedly, in consultation with the British government, lied to the public and said, we must fix the intelligence around WMDs. We know they're not there, but we're going to war. That is the set policy. And we're seeing a repeat of this now with Iran. Iran has a lot of oil, but they don't have the refining capacity to supply even half their needs. They import most of their refined gasoline. They mainly sell unrefined crude oil. And they've said, we want peaceful nuclear reactors built by the Russians with some help of the French. And these have no weapons capabilities. The uranium isn't anywhere near the enrichment they need. And they've signed on to the treaties, and they follow the treaties, and they've said that we want to be able to be energy self-sufficient, like France or Japan, who are some of the more energy self-sufficient groups out there because they're mainly nuclear-powered. And they've been told, no, you cannot build peaceful reactors. And now the United States, England, and Israel are moving to put crippling sanctions on Iran. When we come back from break, I'm going to play a clip of Ron Paul from C-SPAN where he talks about the crippling sanctions. U.S. threatens Iran with all options. Washington says all options are on the table. That's a quote in Dealing with Tehran in a veiled threat which refers to the new U.S. nuclear policy. During a Sunday address to attendees of the Pentagon briefing, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates touched on newly crafted nuclear posture review, NPR, under which the Obama administration promises not to use nuclear weapons against states that do not possess nuclear warheads, with the exemption of Iran. And of course, the policy had always been until Bush got in that they would not use nukes preemptively. We always had mutually assured destruction. Whoever fires first gets blasted. Now they've changed that, so Obama's kind of going back a half step saying, well, we won't use this against Russia or China or anybody else, but we may use it against Iran. Gates asserted that the 22,000-word nuclear posture review does not apply to countries such as Iran and North Korea because they belong to a certain category of states that Washington will never limit its options against. The U.S. Defense Secretary further added that the Obama administration is taking measures to apply a policy of no first use of nuclear weapons. However, he asserted the administration is not ready to fully relinquish its right to preemptive strikes. The NPR was met with instant condemnation in Iran. Now, continuing, what did the Christian Science Monitor have to say about this? Sanction on Iran's gasoline imports, that's war talk. And that is an act of war. The oldest form of total war is siege. You go into a city-state before they really had nations, and you would encircle them. You would block up their aquifers, their water supplies, armies would catapult plague-ridden corpses over the castle wall. Saboteurs would infiltrate the city before the siege began and poison water supplies. So cutting off resources, cutting off food, cutting off water, cutting off gasoline, cutting off medicines is one of the oldest forms of siege. Iraq was put under siege from 1990 until the invasion in 2003, so 13 plus years. And, of course, we saw lots of propaganda pieces about how Saddam was using the money for himself. Regardless, the point is this was done through the sanctions. And, of course, that entire time there were waivers for Halliburton and others to still do business there. So U.S.-based corporations also made great profits out of selective enforcement on the rules. But under the rules of war, under international law, this is war. I mean, imagine if a foreign navy came and encircled the United States and threatened Mexico and Canada that if they allowed any food, any gasoline, any medicines, anything to come into the United States, that that they would attack those nations or put sanctions on them. Imagine if a foreign government or an empire or of a coalition of criminal governments, of pirates, came in and encircled the United States with a blockade and said, we're going to attack or board any ships that try to run the blockade to bring food, medicine, or gasoline into the country. That would be an act of war. That would be an act of siege. That would cripple the economy, would make many of you lose your jobs, lose your benefits. But we have a government under the Peace Prize winner. Well, what a sick joke. That's like giving an ADL award to Hitler or something. It's just asinine. We have the Congress almost unanimously in the House. Sanctions on Iran's gasoline imports, that's war talk. Congress is moving quickly to force Obama into blocking gasoline sales in Iran over its nuclear ambitions. A U.S. naval blockade is the only real way to enforce that. And from Iran's point of view, that means war. Well, not just from Iran's point of view. We're going to come back with Ron Paul where he breaks down the international and national law showing exactly what's happening. We have an article with the text of Ron Paul's speech up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Iran sanctions an act of war when we come back. Then I'm going to get into the situation in Arizona. The move to arrest illegal aliens that are violating the law. This is the opposite of the sanctuary city and sanctuary state policy that 800-plus cities have, that all 50 states have, that illegal aliens are just left alone. And I've talked to Austin police. It's even been in the news that illegal aliens are pulled over drunk driving, no ID, no nothing. They're just let go. And they commit crimes over and over again. But citizens have the book thrown at them. Because whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. If you're a citizen, you're seen as a schmuck milk cow to be sucked off of to fund the New World Order. If you're an illegal alien, you're seen as somebody being brought in as a voting block against the American people and someone to further bankrupt the states for the federal / international private banking takeover that's taking place. We'll be back with that as well. Stay with us.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DooblyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and go to this clip of Ron Paul on the floor of the House as we march steadily towards war, illegal war of aggression, just like Hitler attacking Poland. Here we go again. America, the criminal empire seized by offshore banks. Here it is.
Mr. Jones of North Carolina. For what purpose is the gentleman from Texas?
It's unanimous consent that I take my 5 minutes at this time.
Without objection, the gentleman is recognized for 5 minutes.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, the motion to instruct on the comprehensive Iranian sanction bill was passed overwhelmingly. 400-11. 11 individuals said that this was not a good idea. I was one of those 11. I'd like to explain why I think the sanction bill against the Iranians is very, very dangerous and not well thought out. Sanctions are very serious. Sanctions are literally an act of war. When you prevent certain goods and services going into a country, it's like a blockade. There's no advantage to us to do this. The sanction bill literally says that any country that trades or sends oil into Iran, we will no longer trade with them. So if Russia sends in oil or gasoline or refined products, or China does, we are theoretically under this bill not to trade with them. Can you think of anything more chaotic than having a trade war with China at this particular time? So often, well-intentioned foreign policy procedures backfire, they have unintended consequences, and there's too often blowback. Today, unbelievably, we are engaged in so many places in the world, and we can't afford it. Our foreign policy costs us $1 trillion a year to operate. We're in 135 countries. We have over 700 bases throughout the world. We are engaged in military confrontation in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. We're bombing in Yemen, and as well as having surrogates fighting in Somalia. We're flat out broke. The policy is driving our enemies into the hands of the Chinese, and here we are looking for another war. It makes no sense whatsoever. The conversation today was nothing more than war propaganda on why we have to get ready to bomb the Iranians. There is no proof, according to our CIA, that they're actually working on a nuclear weapon. Now, I'm sure they would like to. Why not? Everybody around them have it, so it would be logical that if they're surrounded and threatened and intimidated with all their people around them, why wouldn't they want one? Well, of course they do. But others have it. They have never been found in violation of the non-proliferation treaty. Never. And yet, Pakistan, India, and Israel, they don't even belong. And they're our friends, and we give them money. Pakistan, they get support from us. They have nuclear weapons, and they have been known to send nuclear technology to North Korea. So the whole process makes so little sense. The language today was used that, we have to go in because of the weapons of mass destruction. They're going to have missiles, and they're going to attack us. It's identical to the propaganda promoting in 2002, in 2001, before we attacked Iraq. So the same process is occurring, trying to generate all this excitement about the need to use hostilities. Now, a lot of individuals vote for sanctions that are basically anti-war, and they don't like the military option, and they think this is an alternative. I think that is deeply flawed thinking, because sanctions lead to hostilities. And if you commit to the sanctions, you're really committing to the next step. The sanctions of the 1990s and the year 2000, the sanctions on Iraq, eventually led to the hostilities and the war and the invasion. So what did that invasion of Iraq do? Did we find any al-Qaeda there? No. We found out that Saddam Hussein wouldn't allow the al-Qaeda there. No weapons of mass destruction. We've turned the country upside down. Hundreds of thousands of people injured and killed. We have suffered devastating problems from this. And what has happened? We've turned the government of Iraq over to the Shiites, who are allies with the Iranians. So that whole policy has actually backfired. So now what we're doing to the Iranians is driving them into the pockets of the Chinese. The Chinese are pretty good capitalists these days. They work hard, they produce, they sell us certain goods and services. We pay them, they save their money, and they're starting to invest. So they're investing around the world.
You can watch the rest of Ron Paul's statement up on Infowars.com. But America has always been a good nation. We have good people in this country. But our country has been seized by corporate interests. It is being used as an engine to carry out criminal global conquest. And the world sees this. And now these crippling sanctions moving through Congress on Iran are an act of war and are patently illegal. Not in my name. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food's Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Okay, coming up after I go over what's happening in Arizona with the governor signing immigration enforcement bill, I'm going to get into the kangaroo court whitewash hearings going on in Congress with Blank Fine, the head of Goldman Sachs, and others. So that is coming up. First, I want to remind listeners that I have produced 20-plus documentary films. I have directed 20-plus and produced several others. And a new documentary that we just released 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And this film is 2 hours, 24 minutes long. It gets into how the private central banks took over the United States, how they used the British model of imperial governance from behind the scenes, how they divide and conquer, how they use narcotics trafficking to undermine and corrupt and federalize our police. So it covers government drug dealing, government white slavery rings, government staged terror, the occultic activities of the elites, how large portions of the Congress are pedophiles and or homosexuals, and how that information is used to blackmail them so that many people can't even get into Congress unless they have already been compromised. This is a technique being used. It's all covered in Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, A New World Order on Trial. For the first time ever, the secret agenda of the planet's ruthless superclass is exposed in stark detail. This documentary film chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government. Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, media propaganda, and debt. The criminal controllers have successfully dominated the globe and are now in the final phase of consolidating power. Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents. Worldwide tyranny isn't coming, it's here. This isn't conspiracy theory, it's conspiracy fact. The New World Order is out in the open, all documented in stunning living color. Unelected bureaucrats are establishing regional unions under a global superstate. Witness their plan for worldwide taxation and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth. This is all in their own documents, in their own words. Over 200 clips of world leaders calling for world government, planetary control, planetary tyranny, what Gordon Brown calls the new constitution of the world by the G20. Taxation paid directly to the private banks. We also released last week police state for the rise of FEMA. The rumors are over. The documentation is all here. Congressional testimony, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the Military Commissions Act, the National Emergency Centers Act. We show you the actual FEMA camps. We go to the FEMA camps. We show you police and military attacking peaceful citizens at the G20 last year in Pittsburgh. We don't normally release two films at once, but they happen to be lined up that way. Two films released in the last 2 weeks. You can watch them all in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. Download them, burn them to disk, share them with everyone you know. And of course, all my other films, like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is also there. This film deals with eugenics. For the New World Order, world government is only the beginning. Once their program is in place, they can then carry out their massive forced population reduction program. Endgame is also available on DVD at Infowars.com, where you can download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today, you can download both of these films or view both of these films for free. Yes, you can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and watch the radio show live in living color, another added dimension of information. You can download my book, Paul Watson's book, 6+ years of material, the podcast in higher quality. But I don't care. You can buy the high-quality DVDs and financially support us. And that's the best copy to have to make copies from. But look, all I'm calling for is the same activism that has shaken the foundations of the global empire. We are discrediting the mainstream media. We are discrediting the criminal banking system. We are exposing the crony capitalism that is not free market, that is vertically integrating society and destroying the middle class. We have had a great effect because of you, the listeners and the viewers of this radio show, and you, the supporters and fans of my films. And so I'm asking you, the listeners and viewers today, to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and to click on the top story. Time for another mass viral wake-up call for humanity. That's the Paul Watson headline that has our two newest films and pretty decent YouTube quality from a director channel, so it's all up there in one piece. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can read the headline story that I posted. New offensive in the info war starts today with two free films. And these two films cost around $200,000 to make, and they're absolutely free to you and your family. So please, I know this is not pearls before swine. Take advantage of this. There are already hundreds of other copies that we found online, but we've linked to the best free online copies that we've seen, the highest quality. As of today, with us linking to these, they already have close to 350,000 views between them. I would like to see these in the millions by next week. And, of course, then that will create a fulcrum for other people to take notice of the films and to share it with their friends and family so we can have these two new films be seen tens of millions of times each in the next year. Another serious blow against the globalists. No rumors, all documented fact. Police State for the Rise of FEMA in full quality, in full length up there. And Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Both films free for you right now at InfoWars.com. Post it to your Facebook, your MySpace. Go in to the mainstream media website message boards. Post it there for them. Post it on your local talk radio chat boards. The power of you, the people, taking action is unstoppable. We have produced these information warfare weapons. They are much more powerful than the media lies because they are the truth. And so I'm asking all of you right now to ensure that these films have a massive effect. And I know you won't let me down because you understand we're all in this together. We also have just completed the full bibliography online. We're going to be linking that today for Invisible Empire. It's like a book. You can check all our facts there. And we're also working in the next week on getting the bibliography up for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. That, of course, is also free as well. You don't see the mainstream media creating documented second-by-second indexes and bibliographies so people can check out the information for themselves. Because, as I always say here, do not believe a word I say. Research every claim I make. But also, when you see us being attacked, research the claims being made against us. We've got George Soros' websites attacking us. We've got Newsweek, Time Magazine, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, London Guardian, lying about us, saying we're calling for violence when we call for the opposite. We call for a peaceful restoration of our Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process and law. And so that's been discrediting the establishment that they've been doing that as of late. I saw a big neocon publication. You can just Google Alex Jones and pull up the article today, claiming that I am saying that the earthquakes in Chile and in Haiti were caused by the U.S. government. I've never said that. In fact, I've been criticized by some listeners for not saying that the government did that. But again, they discredit themselves with this. For the tens of millions of people that have tuned into this radio show and seen the articles we've written about this, they know that we didn't say that. And so, again, that further discredits these liars. So we want you to look into what we have to say. We want you to look into what others have to say. What we did say about the earthquakes is what former Secretary of Defense Cohen in 1997 in the April issue of the Army Times told them that governments have developed weather weapons and tectonic earthquake weapons and that they are a serious threat. And so we simply said, when callers called in asking us what we thought about it, and callers who were sure that it was a government operation, we simply stated that the government has said these weapons exist. The government lies so much, who knows if that's true. The point is, Secretary of Defense Cohen said that, not us. And I don't like being lumped in with Hugo Chavez. In the same article, you know, I'm a critic of Hugo Chavez, just as I'm a critic of Barack Obama, just as I'm a critic of George W. Bush, anyone who's a tyrant, I'm a critic of them. But it turned out Hugo Chavez didn't say that either. Another lie by the mainstream media here in the United States. And that is why they are losing their viewers. You've had CNN has lost more than half its viewers just in the last 12 months. Glenn Beck in the last 2 months has lost more than half of his TV viewers. People now wised up to the fact that he's playing the false left-right paradigm and posing as a constitutional populist when he's not. All the other major news channels, broadcast TV, cable, you name it, are losing viewers. And not just to the Internet. They're losing viewers because people have become wise to the fact that the media spins, lies, deceives, or takes things out of context, or builds straw men. But whether it's NBC News or CNN or ABC, these are just subsidiaries of the large central banks and of the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower warned us about. And so the controllers of these systems really don't care if they end up losing all their viewers, because in this transformation into a tyranny, what the head of the FCC and others have called for the state-run megaphone and for the Cybersecurity Act to basically take over the free Internet and shut down alternative news and voices. They're going to do this in a phased-in process. And so you've got a perfect storm between the dinosaur-dying mainstream media and the government, and this is happening all over the world, against alternative news, against alternative journalists, against alternative ideas, because they're losing the fight in the marketplace of ideas with the truly diverse internet that has empowered the citizen journalist, the citizen pundit, the citizen filmmaker, the citizen researcher. And so that's the process that's taking place right now. You've also got the mainstream media, who is completely and totally obsessed with access to politicians that simply regurgitate talking points or basically give them a press release. They're too obsessed with being invited to all the big gala dinners and to their large paychecks to ever be able to actually engage in any hard-hitting, deep investigative reports. Oh, you'll see some mainstream news slapping Goldman Sachs on the wrist and saying they made a mistake, they screwed up. But they never go to the actual Goldman Sachs documents and J.P. Morgan documents where they admit the whole thing was a premeditated implosion of the economy by design. So you have the mainstream media and the government moving to try to censor and control the internet and talk radio and alternative information because they just can't compete with people who don't have their hands tied like they do. So look out for that to happen. I want to get into the situation in Arizona. But before I do that, I want to preface it with some background of what's been happening in the last few decades here in the United States. When citizens say we don't want the government controlling one-sixth of the U.S. economy through health care, the media comes out and says you're a racist. When the taxpayers say they don't want to pay higher taxes, the media says you're a racist. When people talk about states' rights, the media, the dominant media, comes out and says you're a racist. That is racism. They are invoking race. They are invoking balkanization and divide and conquer. They are invoking division. They don't want black people and Hispanics and Asians and others to be part of the Tea Parties. They don't want people to be involved in any mass political movement that isn't controlled by the establishment. And so they do this so people feel like they're not part of a larger populist movement. This is cold-blooded race baiting. But we have seen Angus and Reid and Gallup polls in the last month that show upwards of 60-plus percent. Some polls, it's over 80% of the American people saying they don't trust the government, they want a smaller government. And there's other major polls out showing 40 to 45% that we've covered here on air of the public who are Tea Party members identify themselves as Democrats or as independents. And that's what scares the system to death. They are scared to death of the American people coming together against the banking dictatorship, the offshore banking oligarchy, the offshore hostile corporate takeover that's happening here in the United States. So they are invoking race. Now, on another subject, back in 1993-94, the majority of the American people, again, were smart and were against NAFTA and GATT. They knew that past so-called trade deals were destroying jobs and destroying industry in the United States and incentivizing companies to move offshore. I mean, if there's no environmental standards, no health care, no nothing in China or Mexico, what's going to happen? And cheaper wages, you're going to hear a giant sucking sound. That happened. Now the layoffs are happening everywhere. Citizens have been training their replacements for over a decade. We're losing the so-called service jobs that we were promised, that were going to be our new economy. And we see police forces being cut. We see potholes not being filled. We see teachers being fired while the taxes go up. And the IMF is out in the open saying the good times are over. In the Washington Post, you're not going to have a good standard of living. Everything you make is going to be paid to us, like Nigeria, like Argentina, like Brazil. It isn't that people aren't smart and hardworking in Nigeria or Argentina or Brazil. They had the very same IMF World Bank consortium groups come in the last 100 years. Argentina was more wealthy 100 years ago per capita than the U.S. They were the richest country per capita in the world. It was the old saying, as rich as an Argentine. Now look at them, one of the poorest in the world. This is what happens when you let the bankers take over. And what did Thomas Jefferson say? I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson, the debate over the reconnoiter of the bank bill, the recharter of the bank bill, 1809. And that's why the Constitution, 1798, states that the Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit, not a private Federal Reserve that took over in 1913. On average, we had 10.2% growth rates and almost zero inflation, sometimes deflation. 10% growth rates, zero inflation until 1913. Now look at what's happened to us. The richest, greatest nation on earth becoming homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. Thomas Jefferson had seen what these same banks had done in Europe. Now they've done it in Africa and Latin America and Asia. Now they're doing it here. They're going to take everything you got.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
I read the white papers. We cover them here on air. I go off what the UN is saying and their internal documents that aren't even secret, what they're planning to do. That's why we've been successful in exposing these criminals. And so it's simple. Whatever the globalists are for, whatever the Fortune 500 is pushing, whatever their agenda is, I'm against it. They're for NAFTA and GATT, I'm against it. They're for open borders, I'm against it. It's very simple. Then we can go into each of those issues and prove why it's bad for the average person. And we know what NAFTA and GATT have done to our society. We know what it has caused. But let's go back now to Ross Perot in one of the debates against Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. And, I mean, think about this. This happened decades ago. And now think what NAFTA and GATT have done to us. Think what happened since we passed NAFTA and GATT, which is the same way they created the European Union, was through supposed trade agreements. And we have the internal North American Union SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued and got. They said we're setting up a North American Union by stealth that will be privately, corporately governed for their profits at our expense. Here it is.
The candidates will have an opportunity to make a closing statement. So, President Bush, I think you said it earlier. Let's get it on.
Let's go.
And I think the first question is over here.
Yes, I'd like to direct my question to Mr. Perot. What will you do as president to open foreign markets to fair competition from American business and to stop unfair competition here at home from foreign countries so that we can bring jobs back to the United States?
That's right at the top of my agenda. We've shipped millions of jobs overseas, and we have a strange situation because we have a process in Washington where after you've served for a while, you cash in, become a foreign lobbyist, make $30,000 a month, then take a leave, work on presidential campaigns, make sure you've got good contacts, and then go back out. Now, if you just want to get down to brass tacks, first thing you ought to do is get all these folks that have got these one-way trade agreements that we've negotiated over the years and say, fellas, we'll take the same deal we gave you. And they'll gridlock right at that point because, for example, we've got international competitors who simply could not unload their cars off the ships if they had to comply. You see, if it was a two-way street, just couldn't do it. We have got to stop sending jobs overseas. To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element in making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south. So if the people send me to Washington, the first thing I'll do is study that 2,000-page agreement and make sure it's a two-way street. One last point here. I decided I was dumb and didn't understand it, so I called the who's who of the folks who've been around it. And I said, why won't everybody go south? They said, we'll be disruptive. I said, for how long? I finally got them up for 12 to 15 years. And I said, well, how does it stop being disruptive? And that is when their jobs come up from a dollar an hour to $6 an hour and ours go down to $6 an hour, then it's leveled again. But in the meantime, you've wrecked the country with these kinds of deals. We've got to cut it out.
Thank you, Mr. Perot.
All right, here we are 18 years later, and it's only getting worse. Now they tell you, get rid of the borders. Their amnesty bill does fix illegal immigration because it makes them all legal. You've got 600 million Latin Americans that want to come up here. You got billions of other people around the world. They get here. They put them on welfare, which bankrupts the states further. They drive the wages down. And corrupt countries like Mexico use the United States as a political steam valve as well. We're going to cover this when we come back. You think NAFTA and GATT hurt us? Amnesty's going to kill us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.